Hello, my name is Ollie Fairlamb, and I hate noises. It's the small noises that get me when I'm agitated and that make an impact on my mood. I have misophonia, or the hatred of noise. I'm incredibly privileged as I have great hearing. My hearing is so powerful, though, that 2 years ago, the doctor said I suffer from sensory overload. My first memorable experience is when I was in middle school, and I ended up making a girl cry as I told her she was annoying me. She was my friend, but after that encounter, her heavy breathing and muffled coughs sent me on a spiral. I try to watch my anger now. There's so many things I've said to someone while I was angry, and the guilt piles up. On the days my mood is the worst, it can start with a pen tap, a gum snap, and I crash like a domino, creating a painful experience for myself and others. Sometimes my anger is not like how I describe. Sometimes I don't get angry, but I have manic episodes, times where I feel like a caged animal. My pain is for others' entertainment, and I'm left to struggle for eternity. I can't exactly describe what I feel. It's pain, but more mental and psychological. It can start with typing on a keyboard. Then, at lunch, a friend sits close and chews messingly. They smack their food, eating their own slob, while I eat their noises, because once I hear, I cannot stop it. And then someone, for some godforsaken reason, chews gum like a cow does grass. They could just close their mouth, but no, because every few seconds, they just need to show that they are chewing gum. Could you please stop chewing gum like a mother? Getting angry is an understatement of my disorder. I'm probably the biggest hypocrite in the world, and this is what makes me feel like I'm the worst. I have to explain this disease to anyone who wants to meet with me to have lunch, share food with me, and I can't. I can't sit through and listen because it hurts. I lost most of my friends in the 8th grade because of this. "You're overreacting," they said. "It's not that bad," and, "Oh my God, Olivia, if you can't handle this eating, go sit somewhere else." I have not overcome misophonia, but try to live with it. It's fight or flight, and usually I try to leave the room. This hurts my family and friends, but it's better to leave and not yell with pent-up anger. My friends now, at least some of them, understand what I go through. I can't control. I just learned that the people who truly love me will be there for me. They will understand why I leave or do not sit with them during lunch, why I choose to have outings like going to a park, or anything that has nothing to do with my trigger noises. In the end, I realize that it's not my fault. While I could continue to play the blame game and apologize profusely, I cannot control my own reactions. I also cannot put myself through pain for others. I realize I need to take better care of myself and find people who are willing to take the long journey to be my friend. Misophonia doesn't stop me. It may filter my friends, and I may walk in some journeys of my life alone, but it is a part of me. I would love to release my burden. However, modern science isn't good enough, so I have to deal with what I got. And what I got is good enough.